So I've been wanting to see this one for a long time, and it's bopped around. Right now, it's on Tubi, but Lake Mungo has been all over the streaming services since it came out several years ago. I think it's a 2016 original release from Australia, and it is like a slow, more reserved version of Paranormal Activity. A girl goes missing. Appears to be dead. I don't want to spoil too much with the story. They do a phenomenal job. This is guy, like, I think he directed, they were saying he directed one thing, he kind of disappeared off the map. And it is such a well done, he probably, maybe he had a documentary background, I don't know, but the way it is done is so well shot, well edited, well constructed. There's a couple of logical issues that I eventually, you kind of have to shut off and ignore a little bit for it to the story to 100% make sense, or at least feel like it kind of makes sense. But it works overall. It is a documentary found footage kind of thing. It works really well. It takes a lot of advantage of the what was just becoming the smartphone technology at the time, being more and more common. And some of the other types of video that were more common back then. And it's a really good family kind of drama, but at the same time, with the supernatural stuff, with some twists that you don't, like I said, they really take their time building it out. And unlike Paranormal Activity, there's no real jump scares in this one. There's just these crazy reveals. And things, like I said, I don't want to spoil, but unlike Paranormal Activity, where it's just designed to give you jump scare after jump scare after jump scare with these found footage of the different cameras placed around a house, this is documentary style, and it uses some pictures and video and things like that to help tell the story, kind of the flashbacks and backstory of this family dealing with the loss of their daughter. And again, I don't want to spoil it because it really works really well. It is a slow burn. A lot of people probably get maybe a little annoyed with it, but it's got some good bits to it. The actors are really good. They really nail down this documentary feel to it. But again, there's a couple things that happen that some of the reactions and some of the things that happen don't seem to fit quite right, and that's the only gripe I have about it. But ignoring that for the overall, especially there's some interstitial shots that are just gorgeous, and the location shots are very well done. It looks almost real. It looks like this could have been an actual thing that happened, and that's what really makes this work. So check out Lake Mungo. I know it's on Tubi now, but it's probably be on another service any day now.